Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The book is called The Servant Queen. It's Queen Elizabeth's 90th birthday.
Yes.
And the book is The King, The Servant Queen and the King, capital K King, that she serves. That's very exciting to hear about her acknowledging God, or at least people writing the book about it. And she wouldn't support it, you know, if she didn't approve of it.
Oh, that's right,
But let's take a look right now about what's taking place on her 90th birthday.
She's been around my entire life. Her head is on every stamp. Yes, you guessed. It's the Queen. What an amazing example of someone who lives out her faith in Christ. Next year, 2016, it's the Queen's 90th birthday. Sunday the 12th of June, she's invited 10,000 people to have lunch in the Mall. That's the date when we want churches together within their community to celebrate the birthday of our Queen. Villages, towns, and cities come together. So for that, HOPE, London Institute of Contemporary Christianity, and the Bible Society are producing a souvenir book of 64 pages, and it will catalogue our servant queen and her faith journey and the way that has impacted everything she's done as a servant queen. What we'd love you to do is to think, how could we within our community use this particular resource? It will be under a pound and it will be available early part of New Year. We'll have a website that will enable all of the resources that you could do stuff within your community. There'll be lessons and assemblies put together by Scripture Union and a school's resource for children to link up with this as well. This is a great way that we as the church can celebrate her life. Start planning now. Work with other churches within your community to put on the most amazing birthday party to celebrate a follower of Christ and to celebrate in your community the Queen's 90th birthday.
That we just want to wish the Queen a happy 90th birthday, and we're very excited about Jesus Christ being honored at this point in her life. Listen, North Korea, you know, sometimes people, we just kind of, it's just North Korea. They have nuclear weapons in North Korea. This is where your cell phones, your televisions and all this LG comes from, you know, South Korea. And they are getting tons of support from China. That's how they are. They wouldn't be able to be sustained, reports are, without China's support coming in.
You're talking about North Korea, right?
Yeah, North Korea. And Russia as well, participating in their survival. And so it's not just North Korea making these threats. They're making threats right now. And I want us to talk about these threats and at the same time talk about, you know, prophetically what God has spoken about Kim Jong-un, the president or the leader of North Korea. What's he saying?
This is the article's put up by Breitbart News, and it basically says North Korea threatens U.S. mainland in response to the largest ever joint drill on the border. That's United States coming together with South Korea, I believe, for 300,000 troops. But this is what the article says. The doom of the United States has been sealed. So reads a statement.
Okay, say it again. No, this is what they're saying about
the United States.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
The doom of the United States has been sealed.
It's a threat.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been sealed, they're talking about.
Right, okay. Absolutely. So reads a statement on North Korea's official state media outlet, warning that there will be an attack on the U.S. mainland if American and South Korean forces complete a military drill simulating the collapse of the Kim Jong-un regime in March. All the service personnel and people of the DPRK are ready to immediately and mercilessly punish without the slightest leniency, tolerance, and patience anyone provoking the dignified supreme headquarters even a bit.
So I know that an exercise, this exercise goes on, that you're preparing for my demise, mm-hmm. the destruction of the leadership yeah. of North Korea, then America's attack, it's sealed, its doom is sealed. And it's like, you know, maybe they are preparing for the demise of North Korea. It'd be good for the leadership to change there. I don't know which hands it would go into. But the thing that bothers me about this particular threat, one is they have nuclear powers. They have missiles, I believe, that can reach California.
Which is a very big deal. I mean, there's a whole thing we're trying to get out of the hands of Iran.
Nuclear. Yes, nuclear.
And the worst thing you want is nuclear weapons in the hand of someone who is completely unstable.
And we showed you exercises off the California coast where we had our military taking, firing missiles on the West Coast, getting ready potentially to be able to probably deal with something like that. But what was strange was most Americans didn't realize that was a missile coming potentially right to you. They're kind of filming it for their Twitter accounts and their Facebooks and their cell phones.
Look at that.
Oh, what's this? I don't think this is good, honey. And they're filming it the whole time. And it's a missile. And
do
it's
you
like,
smell that?
You know, and it just really makes me think about a prophetic dream that God gave to Isaiah Ramos.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.